It was a really good aroma.
Was like a log or like a lump of shit?
It was like a lump.
Okay, that's healthier. I feel
it was like sand great. Coming out of you.
I mean, everything came out nicely and it smelled delicious.
I have to say, Darren's girlfriend, she's so experimental with her ordering.
Oh yeah.
And I never had escargot before, and
I actually had it for the first time recently as well.
Thanks to her. My review is it just tastes like mozzarella balls.
The consistency
is mozzarella. Yeah. I guess it doesn't taste
like it. It's more about like the oil and the sauce that it's in than about the actual. Otherwise, it's just like a rubbery thing you're chewing on.
It's good, though.
It's the butteriness and all that extra stuff. Really.
The mussels were insane, though. I want to go back and just get seven orders of mussels.
The sauce was good.
Because they don't have eyeballs. They don't have lamb eyeballs. Unfortunately.
Chocolate croissant says, I want its farts in wave format.
Mm. That's called diarrhea.
Well, we're connected now. We can make the call.
Oh, my God.
So,
do
you remember the guy's name?
No, I don't even know his name.
If you joined us late, some asshole at where Rob was staying in L.A. at some Florida club.
At the Rainbow.
Come on now.
Okay, here we go. Now we're good.
The role you were born to play.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
So we're calling this guy.
This guy named Sid. No, he's not really named Sid.
It could be.
Alien. It could be, but it's not.
Noah, what's your female name? What's your
female name? Because Noah is
when
not
you
a
were
woman.
Young, you probably Candy. Didn't like being called Noah, and you wish you had a more
say
normal name.
No, Candy is too fake.
Yeah, yeah.
Candace, maybe.
Candy. Okay, Candace.
Right. Yeah,
Candace,
but call me Candy, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm calling this guy. Let's everyone else be quiet.
Okay, I'll mute your mic.
As fast as we can.
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
Candace. Remember me?
Huh?
I met Candy over the weekend. I was kind of disappointed about that. Hey.
Who is this?
Candace. Remember?
Candace.
Yeah, we met last Thursday.
I am, I am, super busy right now on my way to do something before 4 p.m.
Oh,
call me. What do you mean, what am I up to? I'm not down to talk now. Call me later. I'll call you later. I don't even remember. Super busy.
Oh, but you said
you were later. Bye.
And you didn't. Hello?
Oh, wow.
French?
What
was that accent?
What is it? Very busy right now.
I'm
should we call it that?
Escargot.
Yes, I cannot talk to you, American. Fils, I cannot.
Wait, no. You should wait a little bit, and then you call him back.
Hello.
Well,
Candace.
He said he's got to do something before 4 in his West Coast time, so that means in like 45 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah,
he'll
yeah.
He'll be done with that.
Yeah.
So we'll call him in the second hour.
Yeah. So as you can see, he deserves this pranking.
Yeah, totally.
Listen, you know, I'm a very important person.
Maybe what? You should call him as JCVD.
I'll call him as some kind of businessman.
Well, first off, Candace needs to call back. We need to have this conversation.
Closure.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's move on a bit, and then a little more Golden Gods talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so any like cool backstage moments, Rob? Like. Did you hang out with anyone?
Did you
even
get to
important?
Go backstage?
Yeah, no, I did. I did get to go backstage, actually.
Who hosted the show, by the way?
The metal that metal show hosts Eddie Trunk,
God.
Don Jameson, Jim Florentine.
Oh,
okay, so I was in the VIP lounge and do a little name dropping.
First of all, how did you get into the VIP lounge?
I'm a VIP.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, all of a sudden she's not interested in your stories. If you count as a VIP there, then it can't be that good.
Fuck that guy on the phone. She wants to get with Rob now.
I'm sorry, no, I have to do something before 7.
Wow.
Call me back later.
What a jerk
bye.
That guy is.
Noah's actually offended.
Especially like since he's so horny that he's like,
yes.
Like he made like hitting on girl specific business cards.
Yes, I'm very important. Here's my business card.
I bet, how much you want to bet after that, he, like, called his, like, BFF and was like, dude, some girl just called me back.
Somebody fight! I did what
and
you
I blew
told
her off.
Me. I told you, you told me to block it off. You like me more.
I love that he clearly does remember you. He's like, oh, yeah,
I remember you. He just plays along. He probably hits on 80 girls a night. Yeah, so whoever calls back, odds are he hit on him at some point.
You're the one with the teats, right?
Yeah.
Sounds more like an Israeli than a fucking...
Yeah, it was something like it.
He's like, or maybe Spanish.
No, it did not sound Spanish.
No, he sounded like French.
French, well, it could have been like a Middle Eastern also.
Yeah, he was a bit dark. But
I have very bad lamb farts from the restaurant that I went to last night. I had to poop. It was great. It smelled like the food that I ate in the first place.
Wow, me too.
That's a wish practice.
Okay.
Also, I was forced upon interviewing the lead singer of Dope.
Mm. That's still a thing?
Oh, Drexel or something?
Yeah.
Dope. Ugh.
But I honestly, it was one of my favorite interviews because I remembered, I was like, oh, well, the way Dope got your name was because you sold Dope in order to pay for your band's first recording, right?
No, that's incorrect.
He goes, yes, that's correct. Oh, and then I was like, oh, well, do you have any advice for any drug dealers listening right now?
One of the innovators.
Drug dealer? And he answered it legitimately. He was like, yeah, absolutely. You know, first start selling to your friends and only sell to people you trust. Don't smoke or do your own drugs. Once you have your friends, have them tell their friends.
That is the most thoughtful question that any interview has ever asked him.
Yeah, like, what are your influences?
Yeah. He's like this whole time he's been waiting to answer that question, and you finally asked it.
He probably had it written down on cards.
Oh, new metal in the chat. Knows his name. It's Edsel.
Oh, whatever.
Edsel.
That's
like that failed car, right?
And I heard from someone from his label who was like talking to me beforehand and trying to be like, please talk to them. Please do me a favor. He's like, you know, he gets so many. It's ridiculous how many women this guy gets. Like women fly out, like these porn star looking women just to see their shows, just to hang out with them. So new metal gets the poontang, apparently.
It's not you anymore, is it? No. Can we come up with a different name for it now?
Old metal?
Well, no, it's not that either. It's something else. Mid-metal? Because it was new metal in, like, the late 90s.
Passé metal?
Old metal.
But old metal is, like, Judas
Shitty
Priest
metal.
And stuff. Yeah, okay.
Because
I just...
Well, metal. With that, you know, shit just move it down as new metal, and they're good.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
But it's not new anymore.
Right, I agree. It needs a new name, but shitty... Stuff, I can't go with shitty metal, because a couple of those bands are good.
That's fair. If anybody in the chat or any callers want to suggest a
Simple
new name
metal.
For new metal.
Although I will concede the point that the vast majority of them are shitty.
Yes.
But that's any genre most of the time.
Hmm. Trying to think of any other good moments on the black carpet. So yeah, then I was in the VIP lounge because I am a very important person, Noah. Thank you.
You're very important, Pezbani. I'll give you that.
I just mean, like, it's an award show. It's, like, as prestigious as the Grammys, right? I'm joking.
Yeah. And
that's the
metal,
proper reaction.
It's a metal award show, and I'm the metal press. Obviously,
Hello.
This is your Golden Globes moment.
Well, I looked fantastic. I looked very Golden Globes.
You did. Your hair was fabulous.
Thank you. So I was backstage. Obviously, I wanted to get high. Because that's what I do, and I couldn't find any weed. But, you know, this was the least fiending for weed on any trip I've ever been on, because I was just so busy and also getting drunk that it didn't really bother me that I wasn't high.
You're growing up.
But, yeah, I'm becoming a man. So then I turn around, I smell weed. I turn around, I see a buddy of mine, who I will remain nameless, and he's smoking
Everyone's
with...
nameless in this. Come
I don't
on,
wanna,
man.
I don't know if they want
to. Okay, Sid.
Yeah.
Another buddy
Sid.
Named Sid.
Smoking with a few kids, and then I realized those kids are Max Cavalera's sons, and they're getting my friend high, so I come over. They know me because I interviewed them on the carpet earlier. They're like, hey, man, you're cool, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, have some. Ooh, it's a party. And then one of them was like, I shouldn't even be drinking. I'm 19.
Yeah. So wait, you don't want to name your friends that you're just at bars
right,
with, but Max Cavalera's sons are smoking weed and drinking underage. Woo!
Well, smoking weed underage, that's fine. You don't have to be 21 to get high, right?
Probably.
I don't know.
Let's
edit
this part out.
It's like,
well, what Rob's memory is very hazy, so you might not be remembering.
Yeah, because
people.
Those underage kids had some really strong drugs that
they
gave
had really great pot.
Rob, a lot of people are disappointed in your outfit this year.
Why?
El Duderino says your costume sucked. I thought you were going to wear a flesh-toned bodysuit. Chocolate Croissant says, Rob, I was expecting something more outlandish from your costume.
Okay, I think El Duderino left comments on my Instagram, too. When was it agreed upon that I was going to wear a flesh-toned bodysuit?
You couldn't find a suit dark enough.
Here's what happened is, like, honestly, this is the least I've cared about my outfit at this point, and it was just like I went into the city. I spent like an hour, more than an hour, trying to find something, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm like not going to spend like this.
You
is
spent
enough.
Way too much time focusing on the writing hard hitting questions for the Black
right.
Carpet,
exactly.
right? So you didn't
That's
have time.
Exactly. Thank you. So I just I just got went with that because I thought it looked nice and it would stand out, and I feel like I did stand out on the carpet. Mm-hmm.
Campion 95 wants to know when was the first time you got high.
I've never told this story before.
I don't remember
on the
it.
Podcast.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I'd be amazed if you hadn't.
Well, the first time I got high was after a dysfunctional family picnic, which was
oh
the local rock radio summer festival.
Yeah.
Headlined by Korn and Disturbed.
I'll tell you which one it was because it was the one that Limp Bizkit played on for sure.
Hey, coincidence.
All this Limp Bizkit talk and new metal talk.
Yes. Our parody that we're unveiling later today is of a Limp Bizkit song.
Yeah.
That's all we'll say for now. What? You're giving me a face. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Spoiler.
I didn't say anything else about it.
Okay.
Okay, so it was in 2001. It was June 22nd, 2001.
Wow, such a simpler time.
Is the first time I ever got high. And geez, wow.
And soon you would...
I was at the DFP. This lineup was awful. It was just so bad.
Wait. Awful looking back or at the time you thought it was awful?
At the time, I remember not even being that excited about it. Okay. But I'll tell you which bands I was excited about.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go from the bottom up. Edema. I like that one song.
They had it was listenable.
Crazy Town, not excited. Disturbed, excited about because I did like that first record. Three Doors Down, not excited.
I might have been at this one too. Was I with you with this?
No. Linkin Park, excited about. Papa Roach, into. Stained, way excited about. Blink 182, I like. STP probably the reason that I went.
Sid hates them. I like Stone Temple.
I did their first two albums were okay.
Jane's Addiction.
Sure.
Yeah. Again, first two albums.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was at this one, and this was right after a really good friend of mine just started smoking pot. And to me at the time, like pot was, I had no idea. I thought it was like heroin, you know, like it was just like, oh, it's you can OD on it. I was totally uneducated on it. But at the DFP, I looked around. Everyone was getting high. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I agree with these people on musical taste.
Yeah, if all these Stained fans think it's good.
It's like, maybe I am missing out. So I was just like, you know.
If all these people with chin piercings are into it, it has to be a good idea. Let me guess possibly.
I'm glad you're understanding my thought process here. So this is a great story. So then, like, after the show is over, I go back with my friend, and I'm like, dude, you know what? I want to get high. And he was been, like, trying to, like, peer pressure me into getting high for a while. So he was like, yeah, let's do it. Totally. So it's after the show. It's late at night. We go back to his place. We go to his roof on at his apartment building.
We
make out a little.
I was about to say, were you wearing shirts?
Yeah, we were wearing shirts.
Were you holding hands?
So we get high, and I thought it was awesome. It felt like I felt, you know, lightheaded.
But they say like the first, and for me, the first time that I smoked, I didn't get high. I didn't feel anything. That didn't happen to you?
Or
no,
I sure know the first time.
I think, yeah.
Yes, I was wearing a shirt.
I think it's probably because you don't inhale properly. I think that's why people say you don't get high the first time.
Oh, okay.
I assume. But, no, I was definitely high. I was high for a while. And then like 20 minutes into it, my friend gets a call from his mom on his cell phone. And cell phones aren't like that ubiquitous.
How old were you at this point?
Well, this was 2001, so this was 13 years ago. So 19, there you go. And wait, is that right? No, 12 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No, wait.
It's 13 years ago.
You were like 19.
Yeah, I'm
83 you were born.
Yeah.
So you were 18.
18.
Okay, that makes sense. There we go. Okay, so 18, that's a fine time to start smoking
pot. You were about
to
be 18.
Yeah. And so I, yeah, so he got a call and his mom was like, Robert's mom has been frantically calling, trying to find him. Do you know where he is?
Robert.
And she's like, he's like, oh, I'm with her. Tell him to call her because she is, and it was like late at this point and she's been calling. It's getting annoying. And I was like, I had to go and argue with my parents stoned. Well, after the first time I got
first
high.
First of many, right, Ron?
Yeah, I was about first to say prepared
many.
You well for the rest
and
of your
I
life.
And I nailed it. I was like, what is your problem? How are you calling everybody? I told you I was at a show. I ended up yelling at them. They ended up apologizing to me. I was like, this
wow.
is the greatest thing that ever
yeah.
happened.
Drug makes you sharper.
It's like when Neo realized he was the one.
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
a sudden your parents' bullets just dropped to the floor and they ran.
But yeah, it was a great time.
Except for all the music.
Except for all the music.
So someone in the chat, Bill Nido, pointed out that that was right before 9/11.
Yeah.
You may have caused it.
That's why I said it was a much simpler time.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't catch yeah. that the first time. Mm. Yeah, right before. And you were working at Century 21 then, right?
No, that was like a year before 9/11.
You worked at okay. Century 21?
For like 2 weeks.
The one in Manhattan?
Yeah, the one
just
in by World Trade Center.
The one right across the street from yeah. the World Trade Center.
Maybe you did cause that.
I did it because we wanted to go. Me and a few friends wanted to go on a trip, so I just worked there to pay for the trip, and then I quit.
Huh. Where'd you go?
Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, I remember that trip.
For a trip to Jersey.
Yeah. I was a kid. I had no money. It's not like my parents were going to give
it to me. You spent all your money on those DFP tickets.
Yeah.
How much did those tickets cost? Do you remember?
The DFP tickets? I don't remember.
Probably 20, like, 30 bucks.
Yeah. Mm. The year before, I think, was the year before and the year after had good lineups. Mm-hmm. The year before was Creed. I didn't care about that. I left before them. Ozzy Osbourne, STP, Limp Bizkit, Godsmack, Deftones, Seven Dust, and some other CTOE, but I don't know what the fuck that is. And then the following year, I think was my favorite year, System of a Down, Korn, Papa Roach, Incubus, POD, Jimmy Eat World,
okay.
Hoobastank, The Strokes.
Oh, I think I was at this one.
Newfound Glory, mm-hmm. Hometown Hero, Third Strike. That's yeah, I went for System of a Down.
And you stayed for Newfound Glory.
I stayed for Newfound Glory. I didn't mind Newfound Glory at the time.
Kick somebody out for being a rapist.
Oh, yeah. Well, for having a child. Pornography or something.
Close enough.
One thing or another. But yeah, so that was that. That was my first time smoking weed. Sid, what about the first time you smoked pot?
It was, I think I was probably, what, like 17, maybe? And my friend Brad had some, and I smoked, and then...
Did you like it?
No, not really.
Did you feel anything?
Did you lay in bed?
No. We were out at sea. He had this little, like, mint park type thing next to his building, so we sat out there and smoked.
Was it the last time you smoked weed?
No.
You smoked a lot?
No. It was never really my thing. Yeah.
A few times.
That time, a couple times when me and Rob lived together.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I was there all the time, once in a blue
moon.
When
you say smoking weed, do you mean just inhaling his
copious amount? No, once in a blue moon there was actual...
Wow. No, like I feel like a New Year's
or something. Yeah,
we
peer pressure and whatnot.
Did you smoke weed on your bachelor party?
I don't think so. I drank a little.
I thought you got him high.
No, it wasn't you. It was your friend that got high,
and then
he couldn't handle
Anthony,
it.
Who just
oh, that
got
guy.
Annihilated.
He was really drunk,
City
and then it was like,
is
yeah.
not the place for him. This is the second time that we had gone, and he had been annihilated, and we didn't see him for most of the night.
He was on the show once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
Why did he change his name again?
He's a weird guy. He has a personality. He likes making up fake names. It used to be a thing with him back in the day. He'd get drunk and put on this old... He had like this old-timey like carnival barker hat. And when he'd get drunk, he'd bust it out and call himself Mr. Duty and sing a song. The lyrics to the song were, my name is Pete and I live on the street. We're like, but we thought you were Mr. Duty.
Well,
like, yeah, Pete Duty.
Oh.
It made no sense. He was a weird guy when he got drunk.
That's a show title nominee. All
Pete right. Duty?
Pete Duty. Mr. Duty, Pete Duty.
Or
the Viagra one. What was the Viagra? I can't remember.
Just saying that your girlfriend was Viagra for that old guy.
No, there was a Viagra something.
Personal Viagra.
Personal Viagra.
Oh, yes. Your own personal Viagra.
Personal Viagra.
It's a good song.
Okay, all
right.
Should we play that during the music break?
No.
Why not? You probably do. You have that? Do you have any Depeche Modes?
No. I don't think I do.
Shame. Do you have the In Flames cover of Depeche Mode?
Yeah, In Flames cover of Depeche Mode?
Not that song, but yes, they have covered Depeche Mode on an album, I believe.
Let's see. Are we going to a break now?
Should we do a break?
Well, should you want to go into the break with the song, or
no,
what do you want to do?
We should come back.
We
got to
do a segment around it. We got to talk about
everything
it.
Counts as the
yes. Play that during the break. That's a good song.
I don't know.
And if people want to hear this amazing new song that we have, a jewel. We're going to drop a jewel on you.
A jewel.
You have to stick around for after the music break.
Let's kick things off with the new Mastodon single, Here's High Road.
We'll be right back. Hello. This is your friend, Chuck Blandington. If you hate white people as much as I do, then you might as well turn this off now. Because this show is Honky Central. Fucking crackers. Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection live cast. Sorry about that.
You were my friend.
This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Mouth of God, you ain't for me, it's not real. say a thing. Here I go now. Here I go into new days. Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong. Then it's time I disappear. So that you can hear more of the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah,
here
right.
It is. Yes.
Welcome back to the live cast. Let's get through that playlist really quick. We kicked it off with New Mastodon, High Road. Then, as requested by Sid, In Flames covering Depeche Mode, Everything Counts. Followed by a little classic K-Rock block with Alice in Chains. And again, maybe my favorite Alice in Chains song.
That's good not one. A block. That's one song.
An Alice in Chains single block.
Yeah. Well, one for Sunday.
With the Depeche Mode, as it's a block.
Okay, fair enough.
And then we wrapped it up with new music from Misery Index, The Killing Gods.
I like that. That's good.
No, why are you coughing?
Sorry.
Wasn't the Mastodon in there somewhere?
Yeah, I kicked it off.
I didn't hear you
it.
Say that. All right.
It didn't sound like Mastodon, so we weren't sure.
Isn't saying kicked it off, isn't that one of the cliche words?
Well, yeah,
that you
it's
were
on the
told?
List.
But I'm not on Sirius anymore.
He's
so
not
say,
under
okay.
their thumb. He can do whatever he wants to. Like saying things about his former employers
yes.
if he wants to.
Oh, I would never say anything negative about my former employers.
Like
Jose saying, Maggot is a piece of shit.
I played that bite three times without the sound being on.
I'm sorry, I turned your sound off because sometimes you fire stuff during the break.
Oh. Interesting that the one person who still is employed by Sirius didn't want that drop getting played.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
I'm letting
yeah.
it play now.
Oh, no. Noah has AIDS.
Whoa,
Rob!
Sorry.
How dare you spread lies about me?
Right. Well, the guy that we were pranking said to call after 4.
Okay.
So now Darren's going to call.
Isn't it only 13 minutes after 4, though?
Whatever. So.
Did he say he's doing something after 4? Or
he said
not?
He needed to do something by 4.
Oh, okay.
So you called just, him and be like, did you get that done? Okay,
so,
cool.
Wait, are we calling from the same number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just say you were looking through your girl's number, your girl's phone.
Yeah, Darren.
So Darren's going to call now as the jealous boyfriend asking who the hell this douchebag talking to his girlfriend Candy is.
Candace.
Sorry.
If you're nasty. Damn it.
Should I leave a message?
What the hell?
Weird. Strange. No, don't leave a message.
All right. What about that last?
Guy's rude. He's never going to get...
Where's this boy?
Hello?
Hey, who this?
Hello?
Hello? I got your number from...
Hey.
You be giving your card out at, like, the Rainbow Room and shit like that? To girls?
Oh, yeah. I remember meeting you. You got to do the thick pictures and stuff.
You didn't meet me. You met my fucking girl in the Rainbow Room, kid. Giving your number out to, like, fucking 40 different girls in a night.
That's just you saying that right now.
Dude, I got the fucking card right in front of me, motherfucker. What you mean it's me saying that?
There is no such thing as 40 girls
you
and stuff.
You fucking desperate motherfucker. You go around just fucking giving your card to girls randomly?
No, no such random.
What's your fucking name? Should come out there and fuck you up.
I'm going to call you in a minute, dude. Let me call you back.
A minute, motherfucker. Put my foot up your ass.
Yeah. That was great.
Now he's going to call back the live cast.
Somehow I think he probably won't call back.
That was amazing. Bitch. Oh, I remember you. You're the guy that took photos. No, you don't remember me. Weirdo.
Wow,
amazing performance.
I
there.
I tried to squeeze in a Douglas Madison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? Great.
Who are you?
Now we should call him back and just play Douglas Levison drops. And then call him back and play Shlomo drops. Maybe 1 week the whole show could just be us calling this guy. Everything that's gone wrong in this world. Oh, maybe we've scared him straight.
He really had talent. Go practice.
That's what he was doing at the Rainbow.
I have to tell the girl that he was harassing to listen this week because she will love that.
Little bitch.
That was amazing. No, not her. He is.
Oh, him. Yeah. Maybe her too. We don't know.
No, okay, she's a wonderful person. That was great, though.
How about we talk about a not-so-wonderful person?
Mm.
Whom?
His name begins with an F.
Come on.
Rob, are you?
And ends with a Ranky.
Oh, Frankie Palmieri. Yeah, so I interviewed him. And he said his eyes and ears were everywhere. And, of course, a few weeks ago, he wrote a song called Free Publicity. Mm-hmm. And the song is basically a diss track towards me.
You want to play some of that?
Yeah, let me get that going. Just to remind fans that there's a sampling in there of us.
Mostly me.
All three of us. Me, Darren, and Sid.
Mostly me.
Sorry. Come on!
Let me have my moment.
Here's the sample.
One punch line guy.
I would absolutely
knock him the fuck out.
And he goes, bring it.
Bring it.
But, so, not giving the full, like, this song is, like, really whining and complaining that, like, Rob, he thought he was cool with Rob.
Right.
He did an interview with Rob, and then Rob was all nice to him, and then suddenly the next
week. Yeah, here's a line. I never said that we're perfect. I'm saying sorry, but it seems you only care for my faults.
Oh.
So I'm taking it back. Now I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You two-faced coward, why don't you say it to my face?
Basically, it's like a love song to Rob, like a breakup song.
No, it's a hurt my feelings song.
Yeah,
it's a breakup song.
It's a breakup song directed at Rob.
I don't think he wants to break. Like, I think somewhere deep down inside he wants it to work.
Right, but I'm saying it's after Rob broke up with him.
Oh,
and he
okay.
wants it to work. But
right.
It's like a
you can't fire me, I quit type of scenario.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
So, then we've been brewing this for the last 2 weeks.
I have to give it the background because Noah came up with a great idea. Because first of all, he's gone on record saying that one of his influences and favorite bands is Limp Bizkit, which by itself is tells you all you need to know
right.
about Frankie Palmieri. But then, so, and on top of that, they have a song that is the same fucking song as this. It's a diss record, and it's about, like, bloggers and, like, mean bloggers.
Take
and,
a look around, the song yeah. from the Mission yeah. Impossible
like,
2 soundtrack.
Like, critical, like, being critical of him and his hat. He wears the red hat, and he's such a, you know, dickhead for that. So it's like, fuck the haters song. So this is perfect to make a parody of, to go. So I just want you to know how much hard work went into this, because it's very difficult to take
yeah.
a Limp Bizkit song
oh,
and
God.
Salvage something good out of it. But
you
I
really,
hope you like
really
it.
Did. Yeah. It's masterwork.
Yes.
And great work editing it, by the way.
Thank you.
Great work writing it, Darren.
Thank you.
So here's our version. Now I know why you want a Frankie.
No.
I don't
Frankie.
Like that name.
No,
call
no, I,
Frankie.
Frankie.
All right, here we go.
Free publicity.
What up, Frankie Palmieri? Heard you wrote a song about me. You're upset. Like you're my girl and I didn't call you back. It's not like that, Frankie. It's not like that at all. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm about. You don't know what the Livecast is about. You know, every time we write about a Muir, we get a lot of hits and metal injection. But right now, I think it's time we hit back.
I heard a record from Amur today, crying like a fucking 10-year-old girl today. Aww, all the bloggers being mean to the racist, meth head, trailer trash, drama queen. So now it's Robert that you sweating. What happened? You got bored of telling school kids to fire weapons? Something you're forgetting. Robert 6'7". He'll fuck you up and finish off his ribs without sweating. I'm sorry, Robert made you cry.
Made you cry.
Didn't know you're such a sensitive guy. Believe in UFOs like Alex fucking Jones. They should have put some talent up your ass crack with an anal probe. You love calling people homos. Remember that? bitch. So what you wanna do? And soon you're gonna run out of acacia strain sauce to steal your shitty fucking sound from. Writing hurt lyrics like a girl in middle school. I'm sorry, Frankie, but he's not that into you. Your music blows, you pussy homophobe. Get another ugly neck tat on your neck fat, you little hoe. What you so mad about, Frankie? What the hell you mad about, Frankie? Why are you so motherfucking angry? You don't want to beef with Pasbani. Why do all your bandmates hate you, Frankie? You cry so much you need a motherfucking hanky. Writing broken-hearted songs, you're so angsty. Trust me, you don't want to beef with Pasbani! Why the fuck are you so motherfucking angry? What the fuck is wrong with you, Frankie? Get the bunch out of your panties! What the fuck is wrong with you, Frankie? Yeah. Thrash or trash this song. When you get done making the next round of Columbine t-shirts, your ass just got electrocuted. Again, little biatch.
What's up? I'm Frankie from the Mirror, and you're getting your fix from Metal Injection.
Yes!
That little thing at the end, Rob's idea to put that ID at the end.
Well, he sampled us in his song. Why shouldn't we sample him in ours?
Little bitch.
Wow, you... Like, I would not mess with you, Darren, if I did, you know, like if I just heard your angry voice.
No, I'm just speaking for Rob. Rob is the real.
I am the real.
Here's
exactly.
The real.
Are you all right, Rob? What's going on? You're like wiping your face.
He's crying.
He got so
good.
Excited. He's all choked
what's
up.
Happening? Are you bleeding?
What is
going on
right
now?
I just
popped
a zit.
Oh, on your lip. Wow. A little mustache zit?
It was a mustache.
This song was so hard hitting, it punched you right in the mouth.
It popped my zit. Wow. That song goes hard.
What's wrong with you, Pasbani?
That zit didn't want to mess with Pasbani. Yeah.
Time for another diss record.
We just did this fucking song, like... And now there's fucking pus running down his mouth. Killed the whole fucking, any kind of swagger we had at all.
Why are you going to mess with me, Frankie?
Yeah, it's back.
No, that was great. That was really, really good. We'll play it again before the night ends.
Okay. So do you think he's going to respond now?
I hope
he
so.
He has to.
I hope we do a whole mixtape of back and forth.
Yeah, we have to have like two years like Nas and Jay-Z back and forth.
And then he becomes a co-host on the livecast.
Yeah.
No. Even though you're kidding. No.
How about new? Sorry. Why did I do a Dr. Evil? That was terrible.
Yeah.
Can we edit that out?
That and the pus leak?
No, that stays. The pus leak.
Clearasil free publicity.
What did you think of the song? Give us
I
a call.
Oh.
646
should give us a call.
646-929-1357. 562, I believe this is Mario. What do you think of this song?
Oh shit. It's me. It's a great song.
He wasn't listening.
Yeah, no, I was.
You were?
What was your favorite part?
Well, I mean, Darren's singing to it. Ah, shit.
That's
are you in the middle
so basically
of singing
the whole thing?
Everything Rob didn't do, he like.
No, it was good. I just like wouldn't, you know, say,
really...
I don't want to mess with Pasbani.
Like doing something. You could hear it.
Oh, he was laughing.
Yeah. No, I was talking to my sister just now. So.
How's she doing?
She's doing good, and she is 25.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah. Facebook link?
Yeah.
He's notoriously now noticeably not laughing. He's always laughing. Oh, there we go.
What does your sister's laugh sound like?
Really? Don't you...
Yeah,
wait, we actually have tape of your sister laughing. Here it is.
That's me. Wait, you're both your sister.
I thought it was going to be Shlomo.
What? Who'd you call a homo? What?
No, I thought it was going to be Shlomo.
I thought you were piling on Frankie Palmieri for a second. We need to also isolate the...
Mama.
What the...
What were you talking to your sister about?
I forgot already.
Get her back in there and have her remind you.
Were you smoking pot at the dysfunctional family picnic today watching Papa Roach?
No, but I was yesterday. I was on a walk and I passed by the sushi place and all of a sudden there's a live band in there.
Was it Papa Roach?
Yeah.
Might be.
No, it's some shitty like high school kid band.
So it was Papa Roach.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Do you think a sushi restaurant would want to hire a band called Papa Roach?
Yeah. Get shut down by the Board of Health.
Yeah.
Well, there is one called, what's it called?
J2.
Yeah, sure. Entropy. There was this band called Entropy, and they were okay, It's just a bunch of high school kids that didn't know how to...
How many bands did you see in this storefront?
Nice try, Rob. There were four.
Wow. I guess we have to stay on with
that. No, he don't. He's gone.
Goodbye!
Well, that's that.
Yeah. One other thing about the Golden Gods I want to talk about is I met Kerry King's wife, the lovely Aisha King.
Aisha?
Aisha. Mm-hmm.
You have a black wife?
No, she's white.
A white girl named Aisha?
Sure.
I bet it's Alicia and Rob just read it wrong.
Oh. No, it's Aisha.
There's no way.
It's Aisha King. Come on.
How do you spell it?
A-Y-E-S-H-A.
That's koala.
What? Is it pronounced Aisha? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure.
Hold on.
Other people were saying hi to her, being like, Aisha, hey. I wasn't that drunk. But I met her. She was wonderful.
Big fake tips?
One of the nice... Oh, come on.
I'm asking. I've never seen her. I'm assuming
Is she taller than him?
She's lovely, but I don't think she had...
Were they big?
I don't remember. I think they're like about the same. Maybe she's a little taller.
She's probably not fully white. Is that her?
Oh, she's probably... Yeah, she probably has some
she's
like,
probably
exoticness in her. But yeah.
Ugly-ass fucking tattoos all over her.
She is a one. Stop being mean to my friend.
I'm
Aisha
not
King.
Being mean. Her tattoos are ugly.
She
her
has
friend. You don't even know how to pronounce
her name. She has pentagrams in her armpits. That's
I didn't say
tattoos.
She's ugly.
I know how to pronounce. It's Aisha King.
Some tattoos on a woman are tasteful. You know, like if they're done tastefully and then represent. It's just the fucking covering your whole fucking body with tattoos doesn't look
that's
good.
That's what she likes. Just. Don't do it to yourself.
And I'm giving you my opinion. Do you have a problem with that? Jeez.
We do have a problem with your opinion. That's what we're saying.
Okay. You're not allowed to have an opinion here,
right,
Darren.
Fine. A minute ago, you were applauding me.
How quickly I forget.
Anyway, so I was like, oh, let's get a drink. And she's like, yeah, I don't want to go to the bar. Next thing I know, she's sneaking me backstage. And I'm in Slayer's dressing room drinking vodka with Kerry King's wife. And then she introduced me to Kerry King. And I've never... seen Kerry King this nice, and I'm not trying to say this as an insult or anything. Like, he was so polite to me, you almost wouldn't think this is the guitarist of Slayer.
It was because his wife was there.
Of course.
It has to be nice.
Yeah.
Did he know you from before, or he's just like, hey, this
like, well,
dude
it's the guy
in.
From the Amur song.
He didn't make any indication that he remembered me.
Okay.
Because I have interviewed them a few times.
So he gave you the general human being politeness.
Yeah. Yes,
wow.
Which is amazing.
That's what did Rob usually
get
out
of real to you.
It was incredible. It was... Wow. The whole time I was in the dressing room, on the outside, I feel like I played it completely cool.
Okay.
And I was just going with the flow.
Like, oh my God.
No, but on the inside,
every
I was just like,
that
don't do
giving.
Anything stupid.
Don't
upset
find out you're Jewish.
Player.
Then you'll get
well,
kicked right out
what's
of there.
Funny is Aisha was like, this is how I know we're going to be friends or not. If we're going to be friends or not. the way you answer this one question, do you believe in God? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I know the answer that she's expecting. And obviously, no, I don't believe in God. She's like, then we can be friends.
Oh, that's such a really? She really said that?
Yeah.
That's like, you know, I'm an atheist, but I don't, like, condition my friends what this...
Well, I mean, she meant to joke. I don't think she was like...
Darren could ask her one question.
Says the guy that wants to abolish all religion.
But not, I don't want to abolish... What are
you
talking about?
A few weeks ago, you were like, no, there should be no religion. No,
maybe is there context to that? Like, maybe I was, like, being hyperbolic, you know?
We were saying,
don't really think we should
explain what hyperbolic is.
The conversation was something along the lines of, hey, it's okay to be religious as long as you keep it to yourself. And you were like, no, it's not okay.
Right. It's not okay, but I don't think we should pass laws to prevent there from being religion. I just think it's not.
Now you're flip flopping here, Darren.
Good, no, I will 100% stand behind the statement that there should not be any religion in the world.
Okay.
But I don't think we should force people not to be religious.
Oh, well, you kind of implied it.
I did not. I absolutely did not.
He implied it, because I remember.
Play it back.
Hold on, I'll cue it up. No, but anyway, no. She was great. She was so nice. She was so cool. And I was hanging out with Flair doing some shots with the band, and that was pretty wild. Very pretty nice. Wild
wow.
Stuff. And then I saw Guns N' Roses was about to play.
Ugh.
So I excused myself.
Right.
And I was like, well, I should go see some of Guns N' Roses because I'm never going to pay to see Guns N' Roses.
Right.
So might as well take the opportunity now.
So you left something you knew you were enjoying.
Yeah, you left a party with Slayer to go watch
No,
Guns
well,
N' Roses.
I was already partying with Slayer. It's not like it was like a 3-second thing. I hung out with Slayer.
Did your time. You got out of there.
No, honestly, I felt like if I hung out any longer, I would be lingering. And
you're
I would
right.
be
really.
Yeah, I just don't.
Yeah,
I didn't want
true.
Like I don't want. It wasn't necessarily a. It wasn't a small dressing room, but it wasn't a massive dressing room. So I was like, well, I said hello to everybody. I've hung out. I hung out with Aisha for a while. We talked a lot, and then she introduced me to.
Did you say Aisha?
Aisha. I said.
I heard Aisha.
Come on, guys.
I bet her name is Aisha. I bet
her name is Aisha.
Right.
Her name is
Aisha. Definitely
call
Aisha.
Call her up right now.
Definitely.
And find out.
I looked it up.
I do have
Did
her
she
number.
Give you her card?
No, she just gave me her number. It was nice.
Mm.
But she invited me over to the King's house, which I next
Can
time.
Can we prank her on the air?
No, stop it.
We should do a
three-way conversation. Call the guy. Call her. To say
what the fuck to each other?
What happens when we
find out
it's the same phone number?
She said I asked her if she would call into the podcast. She said she would eventually do it. So
I don't understand. Who are you, Aisha? I don't know who is this. I am very busy.
She was probably going to call in today until that one guy on the show started shit-talking her tattoos.
Oh, I didn't shit-talk. I think she has too many tattoos. What do you want? She's not an unattractive woman.
She's Kerry King's wife. Obviously, right. She's going to have tattoos.
All right.
No, that's obvious. Does Tom Mariah's wife have tattoos?
Yeah, she has like sleeves.
Sleeves? What are you fucking? What are you, Sabra now? Sabra Raba?
Her sleeves! What? You don't like the sleeves?
That wasn't pus running down his chin, it was hummus.
So anyway, I go out to watch Guns N' Roses. I walk and I look right as I walk out of the dressing room, there's a sign that says stage left this way. Like, let me walk this way as long as I can until a security guard stops me. Because why the hell not? What do I got to lose? And I end up on the side of the stage watching Guns N' Roses.
They thought you were a Buckethead. They let you right through.
He's not in the band anymore. So.
Well, they don't know that.
But that was crazy, watching the Guns N' Roses machine work.
Did Axl walk by you?
They waddled.
He kept running by because he has, like, a tent set up. Backstage, I couldn't see what was inside the tent because the security guard would block his entrance. But Axl Rosenberg from Metal Sucks, who's basically the biggest Axl Rose fan ever, says.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh. Well,
is he still a fan, or is he just?
Well, like a very aware fan. Like he's not.
I thought the name was ironic.
No. Well, Guns N' Roses was his favorite band.
Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah. So he says that there's oxygen in there, and he
I was just going to make a joke about that.
Well, he looked so out of shape, and the leather jacket that he was wearing was like a third of the way zipped up, like just the bottom, and it was so far up his gut.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, take the jacket, like do like,
probably warm in there.
And not only that, he had so many layers on. He had a he's clearly going bald because he had a bandana and like a Pharrell hat
have, like,
on
plugs?
Top of it. Plugs? I don't know.
How much money does he have?
A lot. Enough where he doesn't count money.
So why does he keep performing? I mean, he could just...
Because he wants to.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not.
They played for an
that.
Hour.
Did they show up on time?
Yeah, they were ready. Somebody involved with the show said Axel was there like in the afternoon.
So maybe
go.
He like really needs the paycheck and he's working extra hard.
Well, I'm sure he needs the paycheck in terms of keeping up his lifestyle. You know, he needs income coming in, but he's not. I don't feel like he's aching for money.
Mm. I don't know, man. But all right, this is what I understand because. Like he
it
has
still sell. Like the album still sell.
Yeah, but I mean, he has to split that too. He has to do something.
There's been so many lawsuits at this point.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah.
But he's made so. You have to think about like they were the biggest band in the world. For
I'm not saying he's broke. I'm just saying I don't think he could never do anything ever.
I'm sure working helps.
Yeah.
Like keep his. That's what I'm saying. It like keeps.
He
his
probably
lifestyle
still.
Going.
He still makes a shit ton of money every
yeah.
time he does something.
Yeah, they're doing a second residency
right.
in Las Vegas next month.
I believe that more than he needs the money, he needs the ego stroke of going out on stage
do,
and people
yeah.
lapping up whatever shit he throws at them.
Well, let's play this. Like he got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Gods, and I feel like the people hyping him up, like spoke longer than he did. He had Andrew Dice Clay speak, introduce him, and then Nicolas Cage introduced him. Like, Andrew Dice Clay introduced the video package of him, and then Nicolas Cage introduced him. Yeah. This is Dice.
These are like two people that were, the last time they were relevant
work,
was the same time.
I've been honored to meet a lot of big stars. The truth is, when you get up close... Your heroes, it's usually a disappointment. But this
why are they sound checking during this?
Is the real deal. He is an original. Long before he became an icon, he had an appetite for destruction.
We both got really fat. We're the same.
Later, he's still hungry. The Beatles started it.
Yes, he's
and
always
Guns
hungry.
And
you can tell by how much he eats.
To a peak. Rock and rollers and roulettes. The one, the only, my friend, Axl Rose!
I'm fucking out of breath here!
And then a video package, and then Nick Cage comes on.
Nice.
Please, welcome to the stage, Nicolas Cage.
Is that Aisha's voice?
I don't know.
His voice! His poetry, yeah. His composition, his piano playing, his moves, his guts.
His guts.
There are infinite reasons to love
infinite.
Axl Rose.
All right, stop sucking his cock in.
When I was prepping for my role in Ghost Rider, I took some cues from Axl's cobra-like onstage movement. You remember that one?
Is this after they
Axl
inspires
me. Not just his music, but the purity and the passion with which he embodies rock and roll.
Purity and passion.
Trends may come and go, but Axl Rose is always 100% himself. When he first arrived here in L.A.
If he
back
was
in
himself, he wouldn't show up for the award show.
There were a lot
show.
Of contenders on the scene. People He's who thought himself. Denim, leather, and big hair made you a rock star. But Axl brought something undeniably real and dangerous to the music. I saw Axl perform live at the Troubadour just before Appetite for Destruction was released. He did Welcome to the Jungle. I was there. It was the first live performance of that, and I never forgot it. Generations have come and gone since then, but there's still only one Axl Rose. So it is with great respect, awe, and reverence that we give the Golden God Lifetime Achievement Award.
So that's like 5 minutes of hype-up. Now let's hear his acceptance.
Rock and roll
overall, I need to
Mr.
gain
Axl
weight for
Rose.
Role. Emulate Axl Rose.
Bella, look at how he looks.
You still find him hot, Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It cost me an awful lot to pay him to say all that stuff, so.
Sounds like a great mistake.
Anyway, I want to thank our band, crew, all of our lineups, our lineup right now. I want to thank our sound man and producer, Karam, and all of you. Thank you very much.
Sounds just like Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, because they're both gingers.
That was it.
Got that old man puffy face thing like Dave Mustaine.
And his
also.
Skin is like stretched back so much that he can hardly close his mouth when he talks.
Did it work then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Unsuccessful.
No.
Do you want to hear some of his performance?
Oh, thank my
is
band.
Bad? Probably.
It's definitely not good.
All right.
Why don't they induct me?
Like a horrible Guns N' Roses cover.
He sings along himself.
And the thing is, he's standing next to Duff McKagan, who looks better than he has ever in his life. The juxtaposition of how great Duff McKagan looks for his age and how terrible Axl looks for his
Duff
age.
Duff McKagan is like Benjamin Button. He's like aging backwards.
He looked ridiculous.
Yeah. Would you hit that?
Totally.
He looks very frail to me.
I can do that. Let's go a little further when it's like a day. Like less of a, more of a challenge.
Should have picked me over the fucking head.
Hello,
Frisco!
This is one of the better songs off Chinese Democracy.
Let's listen to that album once.
Get the fuck off the internet!
The guitar sounds good. Let's play guitar.
Bumblefoot. DJ Astra.
And what have they ever done before? What's their resume? Studio work or whatever.
Yeah. Other Astra was in like Nikki Sixx's other band.
The feel of this one is terrible.
Is this the Sheryl Crow version that he's doing?
I definitely got a friend, a giant black cock.
Is just throwing popcorn onto himself. I don't even know what's going on.
He got a couple of them.
I gotta say, it sounded much better from the side of the stage when his vocals were lower.
Because you were huffing all that oxygen. You had a head rush.
Oh, this is a train wreck. Does he hear himself?
Probably not.
He should just lip sync. Just lip sync for the album.
And nobody would, but that would be so blatantly noticeable.
No, which is worse, though? Singing it like this?
That's worse.
Singing it like this is not worse.
At least it's him trying. I can admire that more than being like, hey, remember what I sounded like 30 years ago? I'm going to try to make you think I still sound like that. Nobody's that bad.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's the least bad alternative.
The least bad alternative is him just not singing
at
all.
Right, but assuming he has to sing. Yeah. This fucking mouth is so awful.
But I don't know that he has the stamina to sing it at the same speed as he originally did, so they'd have to slow down the track. It would sound horrible.
He's huffing and puffing already. What a mess.
The band sounded great. I will say.
fine.
Not as good as Flash, though.
No.
Rest in peace.
For what?
Yeah.
I want to remember your November rain. Where's that nearest Dunkin' Donuts?
Rob, you're going to spoil your appetite for dinner. Come on.
I know. I have a massive munchie attack right now.
Popcorn.
Thanks a lot, Noah.
Me? Yeah, you brought that, not me.
Can I get some of those pop chips? Not me, actually. You're going to finish that Subway sandwich? I'm a little hungry. Someone pass my phone. I want to Google the nearest Roscoe Chicken and Waffle. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to be so obsessed with him when I was younger. And it's just so disappointing.
People get old.
I know, but I wish he would have just, stayed home. I don't want to see it.
He just went away so you could just have your memories.
Right.
This sounds like a Carly Simon song.
It sort of does.
You're so vain.
He's a better looking woman than Carly Simon. Even now. Even with the mustache.
Maybe more feminine.
Yes. Bigger tits for sure. That's not even close.
He's like fat bastard.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, look at my titties.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite Carly Simon song, Rob?
I only really know your song.
I'm going to need some more whipped cream on this call. I'm really going to need some cream on my call. I love to eat the lamb shank right off the ball. Yeah.
I feel like this is your next parody here.
Everything about food is what I sing about.
And
now.
November 8 is 14 minutes long, so you're going to have to write a lot of lyrics.
I'll go to a restaurant and copy the menu item.
Now we're up to the dollar menu.
The brunch special.
Chicken McNuggets.
That was Guns N' Roses.
Chuck wants to know, why are we spending so much time talking about a non-metal band? Have you heard this show before?
Yeah. And also, Guns N' Roses are metal.
Maybe not metal.
Hard rock,
I would say.
Yeah, okay.
It's honoring them.
But who cares? We talk about fucking Joe Franklin and fucking, you know.
And Chuck and the D and Banks. Bangs.
The closest thing to metal we've ever talked about, other than Megadeth.
Yeah. It's more likely that we won't talk about metal.
Yeah, we talked about a Muir. I guess it's kind of shitty metal, technically.
Also, Slayer played a new song. I wanted to get us talking about this.
Yeah, talk some shit about them after they let you hang out with them in their VIP.
Yeah, Rob.
Talk some shit. Why?
I said I was going to talk shit.
You liked the song, right?
I don't hate it.
I liked it. I don't know. Someone in the chat was saying we should talk about how horrible it is. I didn't think it was horrible.
Well, yeah, let's play it. The song is called Implode.
It's just a boilerplate Slayer.
Yeah, it's just like it's Slayer. It's not bad.
His voice sounds better. Last time I thought he was losing his voice.
So is it just me, or everyone can see the world drowning in its own blood?
Yeah, yeah.
All the world will attend. Front row center to the ultimate end. Mankind comes to be great in his
glory. This is very seasoned in the abyss.
part, I like this chugging.
I think you could have done without that high-pitched.
Yeah.
It just sounds like this was written and recorded in an afternoon. It's not bad, but it's like very generic.
Paint by numbers.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting when you buy a Slayer album. It's this.
But this is like track 7.
This is their lead single.
It should be track 7.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It would be track 7 like in 1991 or something.
More recently than that.
You know, that's right up there.
Hold on.
Morning.
He shouts out God Hates Us All at one point.
Really? I think he just went since then.
No.
Oh, that's...
Wait a minute. Bring
it back.
Wait a minute. So is he not friends with Kerry King's wife?
Why? Oh.
If God hates us all, that means God must exist,
he
right?
He believes in God. It's a good point.
Well, doesn't Kerry King write all these? Maybe she hates him, too.
Oh, interesting.
Come on.
Maybe that's
alone.
Why she was inviting you over. She
this
wanted
is
a
why
piece of
I can't tell you guys anything.
That was the test, Rob. She wanted to fuck you.
Yeah. No, come on.
She was sick of...
I do not want Kerry King.
She was sick of...
give me the same type of phone call that you just gave that French guy.
She
give
was
her
sick
Andy
of...
Dick's number.
She was
imagine
sick of Kerry King.
Kerry King writes a diss track about me?
She was sick of his theism.
Yeah.
Because he's always talking about God in his songs. Even though it's negative.
Come on, Rob, do
I
it.
I think she wants to hit it.
Jerk off on one of her armpits. Armpit tattoos.
Yeah, cover that shit up. Ugly shit.
You guys are dicks.
Yeah. Would you at least finger her in public?
No. I wouldn't go anywhere past the hug with her.
Steve Harvey's mustache writer says she needs new dick.
Rob, you're a dick.
Hey. Pretty sure God still hates us all. No, I don't approve of doing that. You can't.
Yeah, like, I don't think that.
It's like that Dave Mustaine song,
cheesy.
The Mega Way fucking, the whole song is just song titles. Right?
Black.
One day I started telling everyone, killing is my business. You know.
Yeah.
And on euthanasia.
Sabbath did something like that on the new record, too. I don't like that. I don't. It's
song
too,
sequels.
It makes it
Unforgiven
come off.
Two,
I feel like it comes three. Off like you're living in the past. Like you're when you acknowledge a past song, you're like living off those.
Yeah.
Laurels.
Well, you won't forgiven 12.
Wait, so are you saying, are you accusing Black Sabbath of on coasting on their old material, Rob?
What?
This stuff is fantastic.
I do like the new album, though. I don't like that part.
Oh, you're not on Serious anymore. You
I do, though.
That.
There's definitely tracks on there that
I play
I
something.
Great riffs.
You know? I gave that a very cursory listen when it came out.
And that you cursed every track.
No, it was so boring that it wasn't great or bad. It was just bleh.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed something. I'm willing
okay,
to
Okay, hold on.
That.
I'm queuing it up. Give me a sec.
Play the best song that you love the most.
This is the song I like the most.
Sabbath! I owe me, baby!
There's nothing raging about this.
Yeah, slowly shambling through the hallway.
I think you're playing this at the wrong speed. Yeah. I hope.
Sabbath wasn't always fast. They had a lot of slow songs.
He has his computer
here's
on 33
one.
To 30.
Yeah,
this is the faster one. Some more.
Yeah, this doesn't sound derivative of their old
songs. Well, okay. I will acknowledge that all the songs sound derivative of other Sabbath songs.
That other part was it. I am and somebody gave me. I'll say deathbed around
Everybody Lays In could be that.
the most derivative song is the opening track, end
okay.
of the beginning. It's just Black Sabbath.
Do you think they're being derivative or they're so old that they forgot that they already wrote this song?
No. Oh, great idea, man.
Yeah. No, nobody has the heart to tell them, yeah, you already wrote that song.
Oh, you're mad.
Iron Man. Write that down.
Now Iron Man is like his doctor telling him he needs more iron.
I need Iron Man.
He's got a contract with
I
Centrum.
Need Iron, comma man.
Yeah.
I need iron.
I don't need
man.
Enough carrots or bran.
Brought to you by Centrum Silver.
One a day. Ozzy, please. Take one a day.
Oh. War pigs. Had this great idea. I had a dream last night. War pigs.
This is totally blocked. I don't really
like
this.
Where does the song start?
It's the same song. It's fucking...
But yeah.
They all fell asleep while they
the
were
song, playing. The intro wasn't supposed to be this long. It's just it took this long for Ozzy to remember the lyrics.
That's what I was saying. All right. Okay. All right. Iron Man. That's good. Thanks, dude.
What song is this derivative
of? Who else will take me Iron Man?
Someone's defending Tony Iommi.
Well, he's the best.
That he's allowed to be derivative.
Yeah, exactly.
So what, though?
This is
Iommi, baby! That's all you got. I think it's a pretty original song.
I mean, it's not bad. I'm going to sit here and say it's bad.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make me like want to fucking hear it 1,000 times like the original Travis?
I got you. Well, also you've heard that already,
right? But I still want to listen to that.
Yeah.
Over this.
Okay, that's fair. I'd rather listen to some of this.
What? Axel?
It was just more sad. Just old Sabbath.
It's okay.
We got it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yay! What's your favorite Sabbath album, Darren? Sid?
I don't know if I have a favorite. They all sort of blend together. All the
no.
easy ones are all good.
I don't know.
I will say Sabotage, followed by Masters of Reality.
What's your favorite Sabotage album?
I don't have a Sabotage. I don't listen to Sabotage.
Why not? It's a derivative of old Sabotage?
I don't know. I think the self-titled album is my favorite.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But they're all, like you said, it's
smart.
Oh, I did.
that was
a pop
creaking.
Chips and popcorn fart.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Yeah, I think you aimed that at Noah, right?
I aimed that at the chair.
No, it was like...
I didn't even tilt either way.
You break the chair.
Yeah, it would have been great if the chair broke.
And then he accidentally shit himself. And we just all leave.
It would smell really bad in here if Rob accidentally
yeah.
shit himself.
It smells slightly worse than it already smells. From all the farts.
We like to fart. That's what we do. Who the hell are you?
Who the fuck are you?
646. 929-1357. Got a few more minutes.
Go to a studio, Rehart.
Go. Go fart in a studio. All right, that's what you did. All right. You're good.
Yeah.
If you really had talent, go practice. And then get yourself a gig.
A gig.
Instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here.
You can hear the contempt just dripping.
This was some of the listener feedback that Rob got on his Sirius show. And he was just ruining the end of the day for people.
You are everything that's gone wrong in this world.
You don't play enough Psyopus.
I would play Psyopus.
You're mediocre, nothing.
You're no Dead Air Dave. That's a DJ, right? That's someone?
Maybe.
Chocolate Croissant says we didn't talk about Noah's birthday, but we did talk about it.
Yeah.
We went
a
out
lot
to
of
dinner.
Lamb.
Yeah.
What did you do on your birthday?
I went to a restaurant with Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And we went that.
So all of a sudden she looks very nervous and uncomfortable.
Hanky panky? Birthday hanky panky?
Of course there was hanky panky.
At the restaurant or did you?
No, not at the restaurant.
What did he get you for your birthday?
The restaurant.
He bought you a restaurant? Wow, Griffey's doing great.
Wow.
No.
It was a Subway franchise, so.
We don't, I mean, like, we don't really need birthdays to get each other gifts. We, like, if we see something, we just buy for
like,
one
what's
another.
The last gift you bought him?
I bought him a CD on iTunes.
For what, like a coaster? Oh, not a physical.
No, thing. No, like I bought him an album and I sent it to him.
Okay, what did he buy you last?
A new car.
Yeah, he probably buys her fucking like diamond jewelry and she gets him a fucking iTunes.
She doesn't even remember the last
iTunes
thing. Look at
album.
This right here. You got to fill time so she can like look it up.
Jake's gonna write a diss record about you.
No, he always brings me. This is really stupid, but I really like these hot potato chips that he only finds at a gas station.
Oh, we had some of those.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
So he always brings me like a whole bunch.
That's not stupid at all. Those are fucking great.
Oh, okay.
I like how Noah's like, yeah, we don't need holidays and special occasions to get each other gifts. Or what do you get each other?
Potato
I
chips.
Downloaded him an album. He bought me some chips.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's the little things.
Well, it seems like it's only the little things.
I bought my girlfriend, like one of the first things I bought her was a autographed picture of Maury Povich that she has framed in her room.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Love
she loves that show. That's why I thought it was a nice gift.
Where did you find that? Like eBay?
No, online, but not eBay. I think Amazon.
Certificate of authenticity?
No. It could be fake. I don't know. But I don't think it's fake.
How old is the picture of him?
It's real to you.
Like,
is it like modern day Maury
like, no,
or like Current Affair?
It's after Current Affair. It's probably like when he first started the show, like 15 years ago.
Nice. That's Maury in his prime.
Yeah, he still has like really flowing like hair. Like,
yeah.
Really puffy
okay, that's
hair.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be spank bank material for her, too.
Possible.
Is he wearing, like, a V-neck sweater?
No, it's a tux. He's at some function.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
Dressed
wow,
up for the ladies.
This is a gift. Wish I had Maury Povich. More of a Donahue autographed photo fan, actually, to be honest. No.
Do you want to take a request here? Someone in the chat, Capsburger, he wants me to... to sing the new Avril Lavigne Hello Kitty song as James Hetfield.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we should. Let's play this terrible abomination.
I tried so hard to avoid hearing this.
Well, you did a great job until now.
Well, you have to suffer for the show a little bit.
I guess.
You listened to a Limp Bizkit song.
I know, but that had a funny purpose.
Right. We had to listen to it.
The song is Hello Kitty.
Mina Psycho Arigato! Kawaii!
She got in trouble for being racist.
Kawaii!
Just that she's appropriating Japanese culture, I guess. For her own self-aggrandizement. See, to me, this is, like, totally pure, distilled Avril Lavigne, like, what her purpose is in life to
but
make
wasn't
this.
Wasn't she playing over, like, punk rock music or something?
It was never punk rock music.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a more honest, I feel like this is
oh, this is like a more honest portrayal of what
in
she
my
really
mind.
Is.
I don't know if that's true, but it just seems like she's more at home doing this.
Right.
You know?
She was never
she
about
was,
punk.
She only existed, yeah, it was a record label concoction. Like, all right, we've got a lot of pop stars that dress like they're at the mall. You can dress like you're a skater, but do the same exact music. All right.
Yeah.
And why exactly is Metal Injection posting about this?
Because Chad Kroeger produced it.
But he's not metal either. Like, what does this have to do with anything that you cover? I don't understand.
Rob just wants the hits. It's to make extra cash.
We've covered dumb things she's done before, like the song she did with Marilyn Manson.
Remember the diss track? She needs to do a diss track.
That's right.
Do you remember when she did that Chop Suey cover?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Avril Lavigne did a little system over there. Oh, I found one. There we go.
So she's been disrespecting Asian things for a long time now.
Is Armenian?
Well, no,
Asian?
Chop suey is an Asian dish.
Blah, 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 blah.
Remember when System of a Down was a thing?
Oh, I miss it.
Remember when Avril Lavigne was a thing?
Oh, this is all serious. After going la 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 la. Yeah, you got the scream. It's worse than Axl Rose.
She's having a good time, man. She's kicking back between songs.
She sounds like a prepubescent boy. Yeah. Like a screaming prepubescent
boy. She looks like
boy.
A prepubescent yeah. boy also.
And now she's married to somebody as old as Jerry Only.
Jerry Only's going out with like a, I mean, Doyle's going out with the new singer of Arch Enemy.
Yeah.
She's
what's
like,
her name?
Alyssa. Oh.
Everybody's name sounds the same to you, every woman's name. What's Noah's name?
Noah.
Noisha?
Right?
Naisha.
Starring Brandy.
Yeah. Rob, Noah's trying to get your attention.
We have a caller.
Huh. Rob, we have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Is it Aisha?
317. You're on the live cast. Hello. Hi. How are you? 317. We hear you. Hello? Oh, they hang up.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
646-929-1357. We've got a few more minutes before we're going to call it a night.
What do you have planned for tonight, Rob?
Going to eat some pizza.
And then?
With some sopressata on top.
Interesting.
Where do you
store
get that?
Bought or, you know, are you doing this yourself?
No. There's a pizzeria that does this.
With sopressata?
Yeah. Nice. Very exciting.
Have you already ordered it and it's in the fridge, or is this something
no,
you plan on ordering?
No, this will be a planned ordering. I'll have a hot
how much does that cost?
Pie. I don't know, under 20, but like 18.
I'm getting
15.
Some hot pie.
Watch some Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Fantastic show that everyone should watch.
Especially if you're into incest rape.
Yeah.
Hey, spoiler.
Well, for some people that's call. Like, oh, sign me up. I didn't know we had that in there. Let's go.
What about you, sir? What are you having for din-din?
I have no idea.
Noah?
I think I might order barbecue because I have an $8 coupon.
Yeah,
on
delivery.com. Yes.
They send us coupons like every weekend.
They're desperate. They need to keep up with Seamless.
Great.
Somehow.
Yeah. Good.
Darren?
Probably some Thai food.
Some eyeballs?
No, I'm not into that kind of junk. I don't like weird foods. I will try something mildly exotic.
Did you try the escargot last night?
No, I did not.
Oh, but we did have a
there wasn't
lamb, lamb tartare.
Oh,
that?
My God.
That was great.
That good. I feel like I was the only one eating it.
Though. No, I had a little bit.
I love it.
Good. Fantastic. Everything in that place is really good.
I didn't know you could, like, I guess they know what they're doing because I didn't get sick, but I didn't know you can make lamb that way.
I thought, yeah.
Well, if you can make, like, beef that way, why not?
Yeah, but I don't know. I've never heard of lamb being done that way.
That makes me nervous.
Tartare is essentially they serve you raw meat.
Yeah.
But it's cured somehow that you don't die.
Yeah, you're still alive.
You got to trust that restaurant.
Yeah, no joke.
It just reminds me of the Mr. Bean sketch
where
he orders the steak tartare because he wants to sound fancy. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't realize what it is, and then he gets served it, and he realizes it's disgusting because it's just raw meat.
Really?
And he just starts hiding it all over the restaurant. Under the plants, under his plates, in somebody's pocket. There's just ground beef everywhere.
I had this steak tartare, I think, at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
Yeah, I would trust a place like that.
That was so... I mean, it's better than some real cooked steaks I've had.
Mm. Sounds about right.
Mm.
The place that I went to on Tuesday with Jake, the steak that we had was an award-winning steak. Like, the chef of the restaurant was on Iron Chef with Bobby Flay, and he beat Bobby Flay's steak. It was so good.
What was the restaurant?
It's called Restaurant X.
Really?
In Congers, New York.
Where's that?
Rockland County.
Where's that?
After the George Washington Bridge.
Where's that?
Up.
I'm just going to keep this.
It's like autism.
Going out of New York City proper. Wow.
Yeah. Bold. So the restaurant was great. And the steak was just so good. Mm.
So the restaurant was great, but the steak was just good, is what you're saying.
The restaurant was great, and the steak was great.
All right.
The steak
dessert?
Was as good as the restaurant.
Any sides?
How
much did he tip?
I don't know.
We don't have to answer that.
We had
that
a bunch. Part. A bunch of food.
Mmm.
That's Larry King eating some tartar. That's the only kind of meat you can eat now. It's very, you can gum it.
Yeah.
You don't need to chew.
By the way, Axl Rose is listening to this. He's very excited by the food.
His mouth is watering.
Yeah. His nipples are hard thinking about that lamb.
Steak tartare.
We also had sun-dried beef yesterday.
That was so good.
So good.
Turkey.
Yeah.
That's Rob at the beach.
Sun-dried beef.
Mm.
That was my nickname in high school, yeah.
You didn't go to the beach that much then. You lived there, so you felt like it would be too obvious. Now you go more, so it's your nickname now.
Okay.
Right? Am I right, or am I just making that up?
You're making it up. I went to the beach a lot.
It sounded like a
I very much
narrative.
Enjoy going to the beach. You say the beach is my bitch. Yeah. Especially now that I've been hitting the gym.
No, I mean then.
Yeah.
You're shirtless.
I would never. I feel wearing a shirt to the beach is admitting defeat. That's just admitting that you're
sunning those pepperonis.
Why do I feel a tinge of sexual harassment? Like, I feel violated.
No HR department here.
If this was an actual corporate entity, I feel like I would be entitled to file a claim.
And you're the fucking boss.
But then during the trial, I would just have you lift your shirt and everybody would be like, yeah, those are pepperonis,
yep.
And I would be acquitted.
Can't argue with that. Case dismissed.
Yeah, that's it. You're out of order. All the pepperonis are out of order.
Who said pepperoni? getting hungry.
Now I want a pepperoni pizza.
Now I never want to have pepperoni pizza again.
Should I try to
stick in my nipple? That's good. If I ruined pepperoni for you, it was all worth it. The sexual harassment was all worth it.
No pepperoni pizza, no chest hair pizza ever again. You've ruined it all for me.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Not kind of sorry.
Alright.
Should I try to sing this song or what?
Which song is this?
The Avril Lavigne song.
Oh. Completely up to you.
James. Yeah, sing the stupid Japanese line that she sings.
Okay, one moment. Let me get it back up here.
So dumb.
This is the new Avril Lavigne song, Hello Kitty, as sang by Darren imitating James Hetfield.
Can I have the lyrics?
Mina psycho arigato!
Mina psycho arigato! Ooh!
Arigato! Kawaii!
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 I'm done. This is no. This
is so sad. Like a major rager, OMFG!
That's enough.
My only thing with this is that why are only Asian people allowed to be offended by this? I think everyone who has ears should be equally offended.
Well, they should be doubly offended. Because if this song didn't mention being Japanese, it would be offensive. And she's adding another layer of totally tone deafness.
Thanks, Rob.
Sorry.
So are they trying to hide this?
Like now they are.
Are they trying to take it back?
Yeah. No, now that there's been
the video or no?
No, yeah, they re-added it.
I feel like this is just pure marketing, though. Like, they know who her fan base is, and it's just, like, little fucking girls that, you know, love Hello Kitty. I mean, I guess. So they just, hey, sing this, you know.
But is this, like, an actual song she has on an album?
Yeah, this is on her last album.
Oh, so then what's... If it's already been out, why are people only offended by it now?
Oh, by the video.
Oh.
They just released the video, and it's just...
So what does her, like, music sound like now?
That. But mostly just, like,
it's Taylor Swift.
Oh.
It's like, whatever...
So how does that song fit on an album that sounds like Taylor Swift's music?
Well, who buys the album anymore? It's just singles now. Here's the song on the album that's her collaboration with Chad Kroeger, her husband.
Do we have to?
I thought that's what that was.
Well, I guess he wrote a few songs on the album. This is like, he actually sings on it.
Oh, God. Is it a cover of Hero? The song he did with the guy from Survivor?
When a hero comes along.
basically sounds like a Nickelback song.
No, it just sounds like an Avril Lavigne song.
What's the difference?
Guitar, I guess. Goatees.
My lighter.
Grab his transfix. He's feeling this.
Ah! If you were 18 right now, you'd love this. You'd go to the DFP and stick your lighter in the air for this song.
We all got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't diss Nickelback. They're so good. They're just so good.
And this
wholesome.
Is the, collab-
the market has spoken.
They're just wholesome.
Yeah, I always see people defending Nickelback online, like, you know, well, they sell so many records, you know.
What does that mean?
So did Hitler. I mean, if he put out records, that they would have sold then.
Right.
It means there are a lot of not smart people.
I mean, was there a SoundScan in the 40s, Rob?
No.
Damn it.
I don't think it's even that they're all stupid. I think that marketing just works. You know, like people don't. Most people don't analyze music that
much. Yeah, most people don't want entertainment that they have to think about.
Yes.
And you do not have to think about Nickelback.
Right.
That's all.
It just comes on. Oh, hey, I know that song. Or maybe I'll download that. Yeah. You know.
This is a Marilyn Manson collaboration.
What?
She collaborated with Marilyn Manson.
Yep.
That's sad for both of them.
Yeah.
Because each one thinks the other one is relevant and is going to help them somehow.
That's
like,
like Metallica and Ja Rule.
Yeah, neither one of you is getting anything out of this.
Ja Rule's whole conception of, he just said, I want to do a metal song.
Yeah.
I want to do a metal song. And he's like, who's
No. Ja Rule did not say, I want to do a metal song. His record label said, we want you to do a metal song.
Fair
and he's
point.
Like, whatever you say, sir.
And the best they could come up, like his conception of best metal band was Metallica.
Because he likes music.
Well, it would just be like, who's the most famous metal band?
Right,
no, Metallica.
Right. It's out and touch me.
Feller Tech was busy that weekend.
Oh, Pig Destroyer. They called for us.
Palma.
When does Marilyn Manson come in? Oh. That's it?
That's it.
He does back. Yeah.
He sent in that one clip and I played it over and over.
They sampled something he said about her in a podcast.
Bring it!
Oh, stop. Just stop.
This is making me nauseous.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nanny, nanny, poo poo. That will be your next lyric.
KISSING.
Yeah.
First comes love, then comes marriage.
There's a phone call.
Uh-oh.
Stop talking
How'd
about
get
Avril.
In? Haven't we been on the phone thing for an hour already?
Rob started the thing late.
I know, but I thought it was still an hour up.
Mm. Nope. All right. Let's take this caller, then we'll wrap it up. 252, you're on the live cast.
All right, enough. Enough with this Avril Lavigne shit here. I can't stand it. I can't.
It's off.
We turned it off for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's off. I'd rather listen to Muir. Okay, that's how bad that was.
I don't believe you. Come on, that's not true.
Okay, I know it's not true. I don't think I have hatred for anybody in the world as much as I have hatred for Frankie Palmieri. To be honest with you,
the bassist in the band. So that says a lot.
Yeah. I don't remember why the fuck I called. Oh, yeah, it was to get you guys to please stop with all the shitty music. I was, you know, the Axl Rose thing. Oh, my God.
Started the website. He won't listen.
No, we have to. Oh, I see what you're
saying.
It's like the Holocaust. We have to document the atrocities.
So we don't repeat them, except during best ofs. Then we will repeat.
All right. Fair enough. I do got to say, I really like the whole In Your Dish song. That made my day. I like that.
I really hope he responds.
Mm. Robbie,
so do I. So do I. And I can't wait to hear the words of wisdom from Frankie Palmieri. I really can.
Well, maybe we should play the diss track one final time.
Okay.
How many final times?
How many?
All right, we hung up on him. We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in. Thank you to Frankie Palmieri for inspiring us to do this. We're not going to be live next week. We're going to have a very special mixtape. I think we're going to have a mixtape of stuff from our old college radio show.
Woo.
And then we'll be back in 2 weeks. We leave you with the diss track.
2014 Metal Injection Livecast. What up, Frankie Palmieri? Heard you wrote a song about me. You're upset. Like you're my girl and I didn't call you back. It's not like that, Frankie. It's not like that at all. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm about. You don't know what the Livecast is about. You know, every time we write about a Muir, get a lot of hits in Metal Injection. But right now, I think it's time we hit back.
I heard a record from Amur today, crying like a fucking 10-year-old girl today. Aww, all the bloggers being mean to the racist, meth head, trailer trash, drama queen. So now it's Robert that you sweating. What happened? You got bored of telling school kids to fire weapons? Something you're forgetting. Robert 6'7". He'll fuck you up and finish off his ribs without sweating. I'm sorry Robert made you cry.
Made you cry.
Didn't know you're such a sensitive guy. Believe in UFOs like Alex fucking Jones. They should have put some talent up your ass crack with an anal probe. You love calling people homos. Remember that, bitch? So what you wanna do? And soon you're gonna run out of acacia strain sauce to steal your shitty fucking sound from. Writing hurt lyrics like a girl in middle school. I'm sorry, Frankie, but he's not that into you. Your music blows, you pussy homophobe. Get another ugly neck pat on your neck fat, you little hoe. What you so mad about, Frankie? What the hell you mad about, Frankie? Why are you so motherfucking angry? You don't want to beef with Pasbani. Why do all your bandmates hate you, Frankie? You cry so much you need a motherfucking hanky. Writing broken-hearted songs, you're so angsty. Trust me, you don't want to beef with Pasbani! Why the fuck are you so motherfucking angry? What the fuck is wrong with you, Frankie? Get the bunch out of your panties! What the fuck is wrong with you, Frankie?
Yeah. Thrasher trash this song. When you get done making the next round of Columbine t-shirts, your ass just got electrocuted. Again. Little biatch.
What's up? I'm Freddy from the Mirror, and you're getting your fix from Metal Injection.
Hey baby, want a blowjob?
Don't
Don't go gay. It's not healthy. Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub.
I poop so much. It pleased my suck palate. Gotta let them nuts hang.
Premature ejaculation.
I don't mind an uncut cock.